Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Debbie Rowley.
And you are listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, that twice weekly podcast for ground cost stabbers. Let's see. We have, okay, so this is going to be a fun show because Debbie put together tips and advice for beginners and ended up that a lot of this stuff just not going to be for beginners. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Housekeeping things to get out of the way. First is the Queen Sampler Project, which now is officially titled the Queen Sampler Project, sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery. So Sassy Jack's is sponsoring this long-term project, and that will start tomorrow. So this is a Wednesday show, so tomorrow there will be a video put up. Vonna and I are going to do like a live video. You can see our faces, which is scary in its own right, to talk about how we get started, how we got ourselves set up, which we're recording this on Monday, and I probably ought to get to work on getting set up to do the project before then. But
yeah,
little details like that. So what we do to get started and get set up to do a project, any project, and this one in particular. So that'll be Thursday, and then we'll be off and running. And it'll be, we'll do some regular podcasts. We're going to do some video podcasts, videos, maybe even a couple live ones. And then we'll have Instagram also. So it'll be a multi-location, multi-channel project as we work along. And there are several people doing this project with us. And it's not a stitch along. So, you know, you start when you want and keep going as you want. And if you learn something, share it with us and we'll share it with everybody else. It's just an ongoing learning effort. And, but no, we're not going to do a stitch along and we're not going to do one thing this month and the next thing that month, not going to happen, but we'll all learn together. So that's going to be fun. And if you want to get involved in the Queen Sampler Project, you can get your kits from Sassy Jack's. And they're, let's see, there's a discount. If you buy the thread and linen part is discounted at $150. And then the charts, the Darlene Osteen chart is $50. The Linda Vinson Stitch Guide, you say that five times fast, is $26. So the total cost is $226 from Sassy Jack's to get all of it. And it, obviously, if you have the charts, and several people, it turns out, do, you can just get the threads and linen for the $150. So get in touch with Sassy Jack's to get your materials, and they'll get them out to you right away. And you can join in. And yet, like I said, it's not a stitch along, so join in when you can. And if you want to go on ahead, that's fine. And when you do, then share what you learn with us, because it's a learning experience for all of us. So that's starting tomorrow. And then remind everybody that Fiber Talk needle minders are now available at wetalkfiber.com/shop. And they're $15, which includes postage, or $12.50 for two or more. And I need to send you one, Debbie, or I'll just bring it to you when you come to do the pilot class
Okay, that'd be great. Yep.
So, so that they're available, and the first batch has already been shipped out. Thanks to everybody who bought one. And Marga and I had to learn about how to package these things up and get them shipped out. So,
yes, it's not just coming up the product.
No, jeez, it's become.
It's the packaging. And okay, well, this would be cool to do it packaged like this. Okay, well, where do we buy the stuff to do it packaged like that? Yeah. Yeah, been there.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Yeah. I went to the post office and no, can't send it that way. Got to send it this way. So that was a whole lesson. And yeah. I had to rebuild the website to accommodate the shopping. So that was a day.
Yeah.
And it was much more than coming up with the needle binders has actually become trivial now.
Oh yeah. So that's the easy part. That's nothing.
Yep. So anyway, they're available and $15. Just do the thing, and it's a PayPal, or use your credit card through PayPal, and we get it, and we send them out, and we're all set up now. Marga has a system, so we're getting them out. And then also a reminder that the June 23 Sampler Sunday that Vonna and I did, just to remind you that 15% off on kits at Sassy Jack's for the samplers that we talked about in that show. So if you see one in there or you got interested in samplers because we were yakking about it, 15% off on a kit at Sassy Jack's. And you can get 15% off on the charts and linen threads, or 15% off on the linen and threads if it's a chart that she doesn't have. She'll work it out with you, but it's a good way to save money on a sampler, especially if you want to try something. So that's what, and then so many people asking about another sampler Sunday, and we're going to do one in late July. We already, as we talked about last Wednesday, we're already getting set up to do it because that was so much fun for us. And then, yeah, that was a great time. And then the Sarah Brazier people, remember September 1 is the deadline to get in on the drawing, for that sampler that Nicola Parkman is giving away. And also if you complete by September 1, complete Sarah Brazier, then, you get the free chart for that sampler that she's giving away, which once again this week I have failed to look up the name of. And, sorry, Nicola, but anyway.
Way to prepare, Gary.
Yeah, you know. Professionals do that, prepare.
Yes.
And then I just show up and, yeah. so that's coming up September 1. Of course, I'll be done. I'll be finished with Sarah Brazier by September 1, without a doubt. And Vanna, it's looking like she'll be about halfway done. So that's good for her. Yeah, but no doubt I'll be done in my dreams. Yeah.
I was going to say, is that a goal, Gary, or is that just a wish?
Debbie, it ain't happening. It's a pipe dream is what it is. It's an absolute pipe dream. That thing is so big. It's so big.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
See, now, if it was county canvas work,
I know,
you could probably get it done by September the 1st, because canvas work goes so much faster than cross stitches.
Oh, I'd have two of your biggest ones done by now.
Oh, yeah,
easy.
Absolutely.
Easy. Easy. I'd have them done and waiting at the framer. Yeah. But
that's right.
yeah. Silk on 40 count, linen 30 by 30. Yeah. That takes a minute. It takes a minute.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of time.
Yep. So just a reminder for that. So that's all the housekeeping stuff.
Okay.
We're done. So this advice for beginners. So Debbie was kind enough to put together a whole bunch of them. We'll not get them all done. I guarantee that.
Are you saying that we have a tendency to run on when we're discussing things?
Facts are facts.
Well, there you go.
That's the way it is. But this first one,
we'll just embrace that.
Yeah. When you sent this list, you know, I was ready. I thought, well, it'll be interesting to see what you come up with. And then I'm reading these, and it applies to everyone. And it's, you know, these things that I think we just take for granted. Like your first one is find a project that you love. And
yes.
And I think that's, I was glad that was number one because it's so key.
Well, it is. It's absolutely essential because it's a hobby. It's a pastime. It's not work. It shouldn't be work. Okay. And I talk to a lot of people who, well, I've got to get this thing finished and I don't like it and I don't want to stitch on it, but I've got a deadline. It's got to be for this occasion or that thing or whatever. And I have had to stitch things myself that I was not really crazy about it. It, my own designs. Okay. But if it was yellow, I just have to force myself to stitch yellow. I just grit my teeth and get through it. And so my advice to anybody who is wanting to start stitching is find something that you love, that, you know, every time you look at the picture, you're just like, oh, I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do this. I love this. I love the colors. I love the shape. I love the technique or the textures or whatever. And it doesn't matter if you think, oh, well, you know, I'm just a beginner. I can't do that. Well, I have beginners in my classes all the time, okay?
Yep.
And we're doing some complex things in my class. I teach them how to do it. But they're motivated to learn because they love the project.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that motivation is key. And if you don't love what you're wanting to work on, you won't do it.
Right. Well, and you know, that's the one thing that I get. And this isn't going to come out right, but I really get tired of hearing is that, you know, that's too hard for me, or that's too complex, or that's too advanced. Just do it. Just dig in and
do it.
That's right. You know?
you know, Heaven and Earth designs, which are absolutely stunning, that are usually based on artwork and things like that. They're all done one stitch at a time. Now, yeah. granted, it's millions of stitches, yeah, but it's yeah, just one stitch at a time.
There is that. There is that.
And, you know, I tell everybody, it's one stitch at a time. You can't do more than one stitch at a time.
Yep.
And even, you know, some really complex stitches, you bring the needle up at one, the needle goes down at two, and you do that repeatedly until you have finished the stitch.
Yep. Yeah. That's just it. Well, that's with the Queen sampler. I mean, I'll admit, that's a very complex, very involved thing, but not at one stitch of a at a time. It just plug your way through it. And there's the learning factor. You know, you're learning something new. You're expanding your horizons. You're learning a new way to place and manipulate thread. You're working with a different thread in a lot of instances. Part of the fun to me. And if you mess it up, you take it out and do it again.
And, you know, I hear several, you know, I hear this a lot. Well, you know, I need to start with something easy. Well, not if something easy doesn't appeal to you.
Yeah, it's not like it's a rite of passage or anything.
No. You don't have to do so many of these before you can do this and then before you can do that. I mean,
right.
You know, pick out a piece that you love and go for it.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. It's not like you're not like karate where you're going through 5 or 10 levels of belts.
Exactly.
There's nobody holding a gun to your head. There's nobody checking off a list. Well, you haven't done these, so.
Right, exactly.
No, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, some of your designs are very complex. But, that's just the nature of what you do. But could I do that, you know, for a beginner? Could I do that? Of course you could. You know, follow the instructions, you know.
I write the instructions for beginners who
see
a picture that they love and they want to do that thing. And so I write the instructions for that level. It doesn't hurt. More advanced stitchers who've encountered these stitches many times, they just skip over that part.
Right, right.
You know, because they know how to do it. They don't need to read the instructions. But I put the instructions in there for the beginners.
Yep. And it's in your designs, they're especially the bigger ones, they're complex. But just start at one spot. Don't look at the whole thing.
That's right. You look at this one thing.
If you get tired of doing that one, then go to another area and do another one. Experience that. And if you get tired of that color, and that color thing, you're a big proponent of change the colors because you always have a chart in your designs. So you can, it's the prescribed colors and then a place where you can put your own colors. And boy, that is so true, isn't it? Like for you, I know you hate yellow.
I'm learning to embrace the yellow. It's still not my favorite, but I'm learning to go there.
You hate it, Debbie. Deal with it.
If you ever see me wearing yellow, you know that somebody else picked out that outfit, not me.
Yep. But see, to me, it's like buying a house. You know, you walk through the rooms. Oh, that's red paint on the wall. I'm not going to buy this house. Yeah. What's that got to do with it?
Well, it's got red paint. Just change it. Paint's easy to change.
Right. It's the same thing. Just change it to the colors you want in the combination.
Right.
And that's part of the fun, too. That's part of the fun is I like blues, so I'm going to go figure out a blue combination for this thing. And then you're even more excited about the design that you already like.
Because you know what it looks like in the original colors, but it looks different when you do it in your own colors, and it's exciting.
Yep. No, it's this whole I got to do simple and simple and progress through. No, you don't. No.
No, you don't.
Just dig in, find something you like, and go for it.
That's right.
And that's the other thing is these days there is so much help, so many places.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't find help for any stitch in the on the planet, I'll be surprised. I mean, there's just something everywhere.
Yes, there's lots of stuff available.
Yeah.
Lots of things. And lots of different ways to get the information as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Books, DVDs, all of them. Yeah. No.
Or face-to-face group. You know, if you have a shop close to you, I don't know of Okay, let me put it this way. I've met a lot of retailers. I have never yet met one who would refuse to help a customer.
Right, right.
And you don't even have to be a customer. I've seen them, at my local shop, which I no longer have because I've moved away. I would see people come in and go, my child wants to learn how to stitch. Sure, we'll be happy to help them. Or somebody gave me this and I don't know what to do with it. We'll sit down. I mean, they didn't even buy it there.
Yeah, yep.
Sit down and let me show you how to stitch.
Yep, yep. Yeah, because shop owners, they just want people to succeed. They'll get their money sooner or later out of you.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And if not,
that's
what is
the nature of that disease?
They've taken 30 minutes to an hour to help somebody. We all like helping people.
Right, right. Well, and there's so many small groups now forming. All kinds of little small groups all over the country that you can latch onto and get together with friends. And that was another one that you had on here. We'll just jump to that, is to find people locally that you can stitch with.
And find people to stitch with. And so, there are Instagram stitch clubs forming in a lot of different cities. And they just meet up at various places and they all bring their stitching and they sit there and work together. The first stitching group that I met with was after I moved to Conway. They were meeting at the local library one night a month, and I somehow or another stumbled onto them. And how that group got started was someone had moved into the area she wanted people to stitch with, and she put an ad in the paper.
Oh.
She got a room at the library and said, anybody wants to come and stitch with me? And, well, people showed up. And at one time, we had 30, 35 people there stitching.
Mm-hmm. Just out of an ad in the paper.
Just out of an ad in the paper. And so, there's lots of ways that you can meet up. And after my schedule settles down a little bit, I'm going to try to find some people here that I can stitch with. And it doesn't have to be a formal group. It can be very informal. But, that group that I started stitching with is where I found Hardanger and Counted Canvas Work and Gold Work and Stitching Festivals and heard about A&G and EGA for the first time. I had never heard any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I'd already been stitching for 3 or 4 years by the time I moved to Conway. And so stitching with a group will expand your horizons and introduce you to things that you may not be familiar with. Of course, now a caveat, it's like on Needlepoint Nation, whenever people join the Facebook group on Needlepoint Nation, they always tell them, hide your credit cards.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a huge enabling.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt, but that's okay. I mean, it's more fun to do what you want to do with people who also want to do what you want to do.
Yep. Well, yeah, and now for me, the Fox chapter of the American Needlepoint Guild, my local one, is a large chapter and very active, and you came from a small one, and those are available, and I assume EGA has the same kind of thing.
Yes. And they all have guidelines for starting a chapter of A&G or EGA, and the minimum number is relatively low, like 10 or less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in those, if you have a local chapter of one or the other, then that's monthly meeting.
Yes.
And a program at the Fox chapter. I mean, we have a program every month and we have workshops in addition to that. And then like you're piloting a class this weekend coming up.
Yes.
We had Curtie Biggs do one a couple of months ago. We have all kinds of those things. So again, an opportunity after opportunity to get exposure in a group setting and meet people. And then our chapter now, every month there's a stitch in, usually at our president's house, a Saturday morning. And I'm sure I went one time and they had food, and that's dangerous. But it was a bunch of members around a table stitching.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of that stuff. That stitch club thing, I cannot get my hands around how that functions, but that is getting huge.
It is getting huge. And what's really interesting about it is that it's younger people.
Yes.
And that is what to me is the most interesting thing, is that it's younger people, because it's Insta, you know. And so that it's like my daughter pointed out to me very kindly that.
Okay, here we go.
Young people aren't on Facebook anymore because their parents are on Facebook.
Yep.
And so young people are on Twitter and Instagram, not Facebook. And so these Stitch Clubs are forming up. They, you know, I don't know how they find each other, because I don't know how Instagram works. I barely know how Facebook works, because, you know, I'm one of the old fogies. But anyway, whatever. They say, we're going to get together and do our stitching at X place at X time, X day, and people just show up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really no different than, Instagram is basically the newspaper on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Putting a notice up at the grocery store or something.
Right.
You know, we're going to get together and stitch at such and such a time and place.
Yeah, and then there's some formal logo. I mean, there is some structure to this thing where there's a logo, and you can then put the name of your city or Southeast New York if you want to be whatever it is. And
yeah.
It sure looks like a great program. I just haven't been able to get my arms around it. And I tried to find who was organizing this originally, and just didn't have any luck. So,
I have the little bit of looking that I've done. I'm completely mystified by it, but whatever. You know, I don't have to know how to do it. If there's a group that's meeting anywhere close to me, I can choose to go or not.
Right. And it is young people, almost universally it's young people, and that's
men and women.
It's huge, because that's the future. Yeah,
that's the future. Exactly.
Yep. No, it's that Stitch Club thing. I probably ought to spend some more time figure out how that all goes and get somebody on here who can talk about it. But and then this is one I have wanted to talk about for some time. Is your second one? About you only need thread, needle, fabric, and scissors.
Yep.
Because I was sitting at my table the other night. It hit me again. And I sat there, and I have two floor stands. I have hoops, scroll bars, three or four pairs of scissors. And I just kind of took a moment, and I thought, wait a minute. How did this happen? And how much of this is really necessary? Mm-hmm. And then here it is, number two, you hit it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Stitching can be relatively inexpensive to get involved with, because you only need those things. And, you know, at one time at Hobby Lobby or at Walmart, you could buy a dimensions kit that had everything in it but the scissors.
Yep.
It even had ways to finish it and frame it. I did some of them. Okay. And so I was thinking back to when I first started stitching, and when I first started stitching, I had the chart that I wanted to do. I had the fabric I was going to stitch on. I had only the DMC colors that I needed for that project. I had a needle and scissors. I didn't have a hoop. I didn't have a thimble. I didn't have a laying tool. I didn't have any of that stuff. Didn't know about any of that stuff. Didn't need any of that stuff. I stitched for several years without using a laying tool because I didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't stitching for competition or anything. I didn't care if my stitches were laid. I didn't know anything about that, and I didn't care. I was just stitching because I wanted to stitch, and it was what I wanted to do.
Yep.
And for the most part, I stitched in hand. I didn't even have a hoop. And a lot of things you can stitch in hand. Now, canvas work, you can't stitch in hand because the stitches will not lay the way they need to. So you really need stretcher bars for that. But here again, you can get relatively inexpensive stretcher bars. You don't have to go buy Evertites, which I absolutely love and have an obscene number of Evertites. It is really obscene. I'm just telling you. Because that's what I want to stitch on. But I didn't start off with that. I started off with just regular stretcher bars. And
right.
I think my first project that I did was 8 inches square. So it wasn't even that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And that's why I was so glad to see that on your list. Because I think that we make the hobby look intimidating.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be. The original stitching was done in hand by candlelight.
Yes. So. Yes, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, all of the gadgets and tools that we have make it easier. They all serve a function. They're not just, you know, throwing money after something because it's shiny or pretty. They all have a function. But you don't need to know that when you first get started.
Right. Right. And it does a bit of a disservice, I think, in that, you need this and that and the other thing. No, you don't. You need those four things.
Mm-hmm.
And needle, thread, ground cloth, and scissors.
Scissors.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. And you don't need fancy scissors. How many people use a small razor blade or a
toenail clipper.
Yep, on an airplane. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all you need is something that'll cut the end off on the back side. That's all you need. And
that's it.
Yep. And you don't need a whole bunch of bobbins and things to hold your threads.
Nope.
You don't need magnifier and light. All those things are nice and they're fun and they add to it. And it's part of it. But, yeah, it's very basics. You can do some beautiful, beautiful work. And there's a lot of people who still do absolutely beautiful work without all that. A lot of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can find, particularly cross stitchers, you can find everywhere just stitching in hand or stitching with a hoop. Needle pointers. Yeah. Just put it on a stretcher, cheap stretcher bars. They aren't expensive. Just tack them down and
You know, when you think about it, cross stitch or surface embroidery is relatively inexpensive to get into.
Right.
For $20, or maybe even for $10, I could have you stitching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And for people who don't have a lot of disposable income, I think it's important to remember that, yes, it would be lovely to have a slate frame or a gazelle or, you know, a system four or, you know, a daylight lamp or and all that. It'd be lovely to have all those things, but you don't need them to stitch.
Nope. Nope. And I think one of the beautiful things of the hobby is if you don't show up with all that gear, if you don't need a small trailer to haul your gear to an event, you're not looked down upon.
No.
You know, that's one of the cool things is just show up with your hoop and your needle and thread and scissors in your purse and you're fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Yep. No, that's that one really just hit me. Where we get out of control. We quite frankly get out of control.
We do. And, we do. You know, especially.
I'm guilty. I'm not.
The first time I went to a stitching festival and I saw everything laid out, I was like gobsmacked that I'd never seen so much stuff in one place in all of these different things that had all these different functions. And of course I wanted to have one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the first stitching festival that I went to, I did not take a checkbook or a credit card. I only took cash because I didn't want to exceed the family budget.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't have. I rolled back into my driveway at the end of that thing. I had 20 cents in my purse because I spent it all.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's real easy to be overwhelmed if you get to go to a needlework store or, you know, merchandise night or, you know, lots of different places. It's real easy to be overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well,
and to think I've got to have one of everything and you don't.
Right. And it's real easy overwhelmed and get caught up in the fever.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's something that is so easy to do. And that gets back to that first one. Do what you like. If you said, if everyone is stitching a sampler, that doesn't mean you have to if you don't like them.
That's right.
Find something else. You're still with friends stitching. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I am almost exclusively doing canvas work now. I will occasionally do some hardanger, but I don't have any problem if everybody else around me is stitching, you know, cross stitching. Usually they're relatively interested in what I'm doing because I'm stitching with threads they haven't seen, stitches they haven't seen, and techniques they haven't seen. And I'm more than happy to share. But if nobody asks a single question, I'm good with that too.
Yep.
Because I'm stitching.
Right, right. Well, and that's part of it too. If you show up at a cross stitch group doing hardanger, you just exposed a whole bunch of people to something new.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that, you know, that just helps. That expands the horizons. And of course, that's what we try to do here with Fiber Talk, is all kinds of techniques so that people, and I've heard from many people, how they've learned about something they didn't know about just by listening to a podcast.
Right.
Give it a try.
Looking at the pretty pictures that you're so happy to share with us.
Yeah. No, give it a try. Spend more money. No.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this doesn't pertain to new stitchers, but for people who've been stitching for a while, I hear frequently, I've lost my mojo, I'm just not interested, blah, blah. Well, the thing to do is to try a different technique.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Just go out on a limb, see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's the worst? I mean, so let's say you decide to try to teach yourself to do hardanger, which I taught myself how to do hardanger, so it can be done. I know it can be done because I did it. What's the worst that can happen? You might cut a hole in a piece of cloth.
Yep. Yep. Okay. That's the worst.
That's the worst. Nobody's going to die.
Right.
It's usually things can be repaired, or, you know, start with something small, and if you goof it up, start over.
Yep. Pretty simple. Well, and that's the nice thing. Say, if you're a cross stitcher and you just go, like, I don't want to make another X, but I'd like to try something else. I mean, how many free things are there? That pattern that you've had up on your site for how long?
Oh, I don't know.
and all people have to do is get on your mailing list. And and that's free. And you can just go do
it. Free. Absolutely free. Rainbow Gallery has a lot of free charts on their website.
Mm-hmm.
I think Karen Collection has free charts on their website.
Yep.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that they do. Krynek may have some free charts. I don't know. And a lot of designers have free charts.
Yeah, it's really quite common. And well, that one that you have on yours, now I grabbed that because I liked the way it looked. And I took that and stitched it up for our daughter-in-law and had it put in a little jewelry box.
Right.
And absolutely beautiful. And it was like 4x4, several stitches. Yeah, several stitches, different types of stitches, different types of threads. And it was a fun thing to do. And I think half of the threads I had. So
yeah.
Cost was trivial, and got a beautiful piece out of it. And they're all over. And they're all over for just about every technique. I think just about any technique you can try. Mary Corbett, oh, geez, there's so many free things she's put up.
Yes.
Oh, geez, you can do embroidery till your fingers fall off, all with free charts from Mary Corbett and instructions.
Exactly.
And yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's, that's the other thing. So, yeah, I mean, the whole point is that anything you want to do with needle and thread, the barrier to entry is so low that it's almost ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And, cause what's a skein of DMC costing these days?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I remember when they used, I could get 10 for a dollar. Of course, you're no longer 10 for a dollar.
They're not. But, you know, if you have Arlene Cohen skills, you can go to Joann's at the right time and get those things for, I don't know, 30, 40 cents a skein. I mean, you can get four different projects for $5. So that's nothing. You don't need anything to wrap them because there's plenty of instructions for how to pull from the skein without getting everything all knotted up. And so that works. Needles are not expensive. And, you know, there's plenty of inexpensive needles. And, yeah, the expensive ones are nice to use and all those things. But they're not necessary.
No.
And, yeah. No, it's one of the great parts about this hobby, I think, is that barrier to entry is so low because so many other hobbies – you know, my other hobby, cycling,
goodness.
You know,
yeah,
barrier to entry is cycling is, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, Yes, I know. Ask me how many bicycles my husband has.
Oh, have you seen that movie?
He lives that movie. What are you talking about?
Yep. Yeah. So that, yeah. And, you know, and then you clothes and all the other things.
And then you have to have the special boots, and then you have to have the special water bottles and blah, blah. And then you have to have the nutrition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of, well, okay, let's just look at painting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Paints are relatively expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. And yeah, you can get just a few basic colors and mix them, but that's hard. I've tried that. And, you know, for someone who has a zero artistic ability like I do, then I had to take classes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I taught myself how to stitch. I didn't have to have a class in learning how to stitch.
Right.
I looked at the diagram, said, oh, okay, and off I went.
Yep. And that's just it. Yeah, you don't need to take classes. A lot of fun. You learn a lot at taking classes, but you can teach yourself. There's plenty of things. And like you said, decent set of instructions. If you can read, you're good.
Yep.
Actually, you don't even have to read, do you?
Well, yeah, see, that was my third point, was to read through all of the instructions before you start. Just so
okay,
you know
you have to read.
Yeah, you don't have to study them, but, you know, you do need to have some kind of an idea. Oh, I need to, like if you were cross-stitching, I need to cross-stitch and then back-stitch,
mm-hmm.
not back-stitch and then cross-stitch, because, you know, it doesn't work out. It's easier to do the back stitch after you've done the cross stitch. And so, you know, it just helps to kind of scan ahead, because it does happen on occasion where everything needed for the design is not listed on the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
It does happen. I mean, it's happened to me. I try really hard for it not to happen to me, but it does happen. And so if you kind of read ahead and go, oh, okay, when I get to this point, I'm going to need this and I don't have this, so I might ought to go ahead and get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I'm ready for it, I'll have it.
Yep. No, I had that experience with the Queen sampler, because I sat down and read the instructions, and I do it most of the time, but this time that's so complex that I went through every page and read everything. And discovered that for the white work section, and I did not see it, probably overlooked it, but did not see it on the thread list, that there's a thread that Linda Vinson and Darlene Osteen used for the white work that is basically a tatting thread, and I don't have any of that. And so that was an example of the very thing you described, where reading the instructions, oh, I need to get some of that thread. I better order it up, because it's a third of the chart, so...
Or, you know, there might be a place where the instruction is to mark something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like I've got a couple of classes where we've got circles, and circles on a grid on canvas are kind of hard. And so I'm providing a circle template that can be traced, but if you are going to, you know, if you run into an instruction like that and you don't have a marking pencil or a marking pen or tailor's chalk or something like that, then you'll be, you know, you're stitching away at 8:30 at night and you look up and you go, oh, I've got to have this before I can do the next thing, and you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so if you've read through the instructions and are familiar with what's happening, then you can assemble everything that you need. So all you have to do is just stitch.
Yep. Yeah, and it does help to know that stuff, because I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I was on a trip to Vegas and got a flight and just happened to catch between magazines. So I was going to be at the hotel room at 2:00 on the afternoon and didn't have an evening commitment and didn't have anything till 10 in the morning when the trade show started. So I had from 2:00 till I went to bed in Vegas in a hotel room, and I had brought stitching. And it's a Marriott hotel. I always stay in Marriott's, and there's a table under the desk. Pulled that out, cleaned it off, had a Diet Pepsi, knew what I was going to order for room service, sat down, got all my stuff out, and I'd forgotten my light magnifier, and I'm stitching on 40 count linen.
No.
All of my plans went away with that one.
Yep.
I couldn't do it. So from at that time, 2:30 till I went to bed, I'm reduced to staring at my phone or watching TV.
Yeah.
And just fuming because I forgot that, you know, just that one thing. It's like, oh.
Well, it's like when I went to Scotland and I forgot my stretcher bars.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a proud moment. Yep.
I was able to recover from it, but, you know, I would not have been able to stitch at all for the 2 weeks if I hadn't been able to get those artist stretcher bars. And so, you know, yeah. And I've gotten places where I had everything I needed, forgot the canvas, had everything I needed, left the pattern, you know, just.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and now as a result of that, I have a go bag for stitching.
Yes.
So there, everything I need for that, because I have a project, I'm sure you do too, that you do on the road, and everything in that bag is there. I made arrangements so that there's the scissors are there, needles, everything. I can just grab that bag and walk out the door and good to go. I don't have to go through any checklist because, you know, that's really what I should have done was had a checklist, but I took care of that. Nope. There's the bag. It sits over there. Anytime I want to go somewhere and there might be a chance I can stitch, that bag comes with me and I know I got everything. And
right.
Yep. Yeah. No, we had a family thing here a couple of weeks ago. And it was the younger kids who all now have little kids wanted to get together, family get together and go to a water park so the kids could play in the water park and everything. And then those in the older generation went so we could have dinner and all, you know, everybody was together and so on and so forth. And as we're getting in the car, I grabbed my go bag and Marga said, "You're going to stitch?" I said, "You know, probably not. But if we get into one of those 2-hour sessions where all you people from her family grew up, it's her end of the family, where you guys are talking about all the history of the town and what you did and so on and so forth, and I'm supposed to pay attention," I said, "the needlework's coming out."
Yeah.
And I'll sit there and listen, but I'm not going to sit there and it's coming out. She's, "Okay." But yeah, you know, and it didn't happen, and I didn't stitch. But by golly, I had it with me, and
yes,
yep, and knew that I had everything I needed, including needles. And that's
yes,
yeah. How many women have posted, "I got somewhere and didn't have any needles"?
Didn't have a needle. Yeah. Well, you know, I would rather have my stitching with me and not have opportunity to stitch,
right?
Than have opportunity to stitch and not have it with me.
Yep.
You know, I could take it and it never comes out and that's fine. But man, I don't want to be sitting there twiddling my thumbs, bored to death.
Yep.
Not that Marga's family would be boring. Okay. But I got family too. And my family is so used to seeing me stitch that nobody thinks anything of it.
Yeah. 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 No, and they're not. But quite frankly, the history of everybody they know in the little town they grew up in, I lose interest after a while. I really do. So, who married who and who had this kid and whatever. I was ready. Didn't get to do it, but I was ready.
Yep. And that brings up one of the other points that I made was to have all of your stuff together. Because when I first started stitching, I had my project, my scissors, needle, threads, and everything all in a little basket.
Hmm.
Okay, I didn't have a stitching stand. I didn't have any of that other thing. On my way out the door, I could grab the basket because, you know, when you've got kids, you're sitting in the car waiting for them at soccer practice.
Yep.
And or at the doctor's office or in the school pickup line. Mm-hmm. And if I had everything together ready to go, I could get a few stitches in 5 or 10 minutes. And it's amazing how much you can get done in just 5 or 10 minutes.
Yep.
But I didn't have to get anything out. I knew exactly where it was. It was all nice, gathered together, yep, you know, in a little basket. It wasn't even a project bag at that point because I didn't know project bags existed. I have since learned that. I threw away project bags when I moved. I still have enough for, I don't know, probably Fox Chapter to everybody have their own project bag. But, you know, the point is that I had it ready to go. And if I had 10 minutes, I could stitch.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Look at the mom time as your kids are growing up where you're just sitting, waiting.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at, you'll add all that time up and look what you could get in. Stitching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Whoa. You know, because I just look at the dad time.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And, you know, most of my stitching time came after the kids were in bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
But the instant they were in bed, I mean, we read this, had the bath, read the story, kiss, kiss, goodnight prayers, done. My project was right there ready to go. I didn't have to hunt anything up, didn't have to get anything out. I could immediately sit down and start stitching, and I could usually stitch an hour to an hour and a half every evening before mm-hmm. I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a lot done in that time.
Right.
You know, all these people that say, oh, I just don't have time to stitch. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And as your kids get older and you're waiting for them all the time, that's a lot of time you can do it. You know, I think of things like sports. You can, you know, you sit there waiting for a practice to get over with, or going to a swim meet, and, you know, mm-hmm. interminable amounts of time between races.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't do swimming, but I understand that. Well, you know, and just let's say you're fixing dinner and you throw everything into your Instant Pot and now you've got to wait for 30 minutes for it to cook.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick up your stitching. You can get a lot of stitching done in 30 minutes.
Yep. Yep. Just keep it handy. And I will say this again, I've said it many times, the practice that I have that I heard, learned from somebody to when you're done with a stitching session or going to end, make sure you start, make sure you're either mid thread or start a new thread so that when you go back to your stitching, you can just pick it up and start putting in stitches. And that to me, that's been big for me, because you sit down and you're stitching immediately. You're not finding a thread and threading a needle and pulling out a strand or anything like that. You just sit down and you're stitching, you know, right where you start, left off, and you go. And
right.
Now sometimes, like in needlepoint, Jessica's and stuff, you can't stop midway. That's a big mistake. Because
yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah, you'll get to start over.
Here's a go ahead and finish the Walnutto. It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, because you're going to start over if you stop. So
yeah.
But even that, you know, you can a Walnutto, if you finished one up and you're going to quit, at least get the thread out. Do your away knot if you're going to start that way. Anchor it. Do something so that the next time you can start to do the Walnutto.
Right. You're ready to go. And so, you know, that's the whole point of all of this, is have it ready.
Yep.
Have it ready to walk out the door with you. Have it ready to, you know, when you sit down in the evening and you're done for the day. I can, you know, I always have the TV on while I'm stitching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's something really interesting, well, I've got a DVR. I can rewind it.
Yep. Yep.
You know, but that way my hands are busy and I feel like I've done something productive at the end of the time instead of just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really easy to waste time on the phone. Playing games,
yeah.
Looking at Facebook, all, you know, you can get a lot of inspiration looking at Facebook and things like that. But you look up, it's 2 hours.
Yep.
Well, how much stitching could I have gotten done in 2 hours? Let me tell you, a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I don't have that sense of I wasted time and feel guilty about it because I did something. I stitched. Look how much I stitched.
Yep. Yeah. So true. Well, I did that this morning. I quite frankly am kicking myself for it, because I get up, alarm goes off at 10 to 5, and I try to be on the road on my bike by 5:30. Usually it's 5:45, but you know, that's my target. And so today's a rest day. Just because you can't ride your bike every day, because after
right.
a while your muscles just go no. So today's a rest day. Well, I wake up automatically without alarm at 5:00. And I get up because I'm awake. You know, it's my normal thing. And you know what I did? I went downstairs in the recliner and I sat there and wasted those 2 hours looking on the phone, reading the news, watching some videos. And then it got to be time for breakfast. And I thought, you idiot. Right behind the chair is Sarah Brazier. How much could I have gotten stitched in those 2 hours? And I just wasted them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want anyone who spends a lot of time on their phone or looking at things to feel bad. For me, it's wasted time.
Yep.
That I could have been doing something productive. And, you know, I love it. When I get up in the morning, I usually get up with Rod. I drink my first cup of coffee and I play Candy Crush.
Yep.
And I don't want to start my day until I've played Candy Crush. Well, it's real easy. Oh, I won that level, so I'm going to play some more. Oh, I won that level, so I'm going to play some more. And the next thing you know, it's 2 hours completely wasted time.
Yep. And that's exactly what I did. Exactly that. Mm-hmm. And I just, what did I get out of those 2 hours? I skimmed through. One of my favorite video series, YouTube series now, is The Lockpicking Lawyer. Highly recommend it, but it's addicting. It's this guy who just picks locks. He just shows you how to pick locks and how to destroy locks. It's just fascinating. I bet I watched 10 of those things at you know, 8 to 10 minutes a piece. What an idiot. You know, what did I get out of that?
Yeah.
I should have been stitching. Yep.
And so, you know, mentally, now I did not do that this morning because I have a lot of things that I needed to do. Rod was here. My sister and brother-in-law were here working. And, you know, a lot of other things going on. And I had to look some stuff up and I had to answer this email and that email. And, you know, by 8 o'clock, I had already put in an hour's worth of work.
Yep.
And not on Candy Crush. And so it is a note to myself that, okay, there's nothing wrong with waking up and having this to be my routine. I'm going to play Candy Crush and drink my coffee. What's wrong is letting it run past 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 A little of that, and then get on to something that's productive. Yeah.
You know, in that way, now it's time to get up and go to work. And if I get all of my work done, well, then in the evening, if I want to, I can play Candy Crush again, or I can stitch. Mm-hmm. I think I'd rather stitch. But anyway, whatever.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, it's and there's a little bit of discipline. But, you know, Vanna has had that when she started at Lent.
And I have so admired that and was thinking, oh, wouldn't that be lovely? I could get up. Well, see, but my house isn't quiet at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not quiet.
Yeah.
And we feed the dogs at 6. But if you get up at 5, they think it's 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they nag until they've had their breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to go outside and then they have to come back inside. And, you know, and it's not quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Vanna's just got the cats. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause all her teenage kids are sleeping. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Teenagers are not going to get up until the very last nanosecond for them to brush their teeth, and make the school bus.
That's right. But see, and I don't even have a dog excuse because we got no pets, no kids. And this morning was one, oh, you got to be kidding me. I sat here for 2 hours, absolutely peaceful, little breeze coming in the window, it was 60 degrees. Oh, I wasted it all. I literally wasted it. Yeah. And tomorrow I'm back on the bike, so, you know, I won't have that. But the next rest day, it's going to be different. Yeah. It's going to be different. So, all right, Debbie, I think that's going to be it.
Okay.
We have some more. We got some more.
Yes, we have some more. And I would encourage your listeners, if they have any advice, to let us know. And we'll pound that to death, too.
That's right. Because we can.
Because we will.
Yep. All right, that's it. So
we're just way off base on any of this. Let us know about that too, so we can reexamine ourselves and decide if, well, were we wrong?
we're open to learning.
I am. Mm-hmm. I learn stuff every day.
Yeah, we're receptive. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so tomorrow we start the Queen Sampler, so watch for that video. Sunday, Ilka Cochran is coming back. It hasn't been that long, but Ilka Cochran is coming back. Mabel Figworthy's fancies. Because she started a certificate program at the Royal School. And, I was going to have her back, but it was going to be a few months, but I have to hear. So, tremendous conversation with her about, getting started with the Royal School and what she's doing. And, really enjoyed that. And then some of her design work. And then she also has a discount on her designs for listeners. So that's good. But, cool. I couldn't wait. I had to learn about her, what she was doing at the Royal School, what it was like. So,
Yeah.
And it's going well. It's going well. It's an interesting story. And, she had to learn how to use a slate frame, which is on my list of things to learn. And you ever used one?
No, I haven't. I have done some setup similar to a slate frame where you lace the edges and then tighten it all. And I've done something similar to that for some classes, but you know what? Evertights work great.
Yeah, exactly. Tax and Evertights. You're good to go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I wouldn't be opposed to learning how to use a slate frame.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would like to own one and learn how to use it. I think there's – because she talks about in there doing surface embroidery. And you know how a lot of times if you do surface embroidery and then you release it from the hoop, you'll get some puckering?
Yes.
You know, just here and there. She said none of that with a slate frame.
Wow.
It came off perfect.
Wonderful.
No, ooh, that's...
Well, I'd be interested to hear about that.
That's worth a lot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got to find a slate frame that's... either got to find a slate frame that's affordable or I got to find a really good woodworker, one or the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Ilka Cochran is Sunday and Queen Sampler tomorrow and... We have the FiberTalk Needle Minders at wetalkfiber.com/shop. And then Queen Sampler at Sassy Jack's along with 15% off of samplers. Thank you, Debbie. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.